BBC Radio 3. And now Alan Hall presents a programme of music from the island of Rapa Iti in the South Pacific, recorded by the French record producer Pascal Nabet-Meyer.
This island is so secluded and so cut off from the rest of the world, they had to come up with their own concept, how to sing.
Moratari Nai, the oldest example of Himene, a type of song from the island of Rapa Iti. The high priest is missing. To please his people, the king makes a search of the surrounding islands in a canoe hollowed out from a tree trunk. This most southerly group of Pacific islands, Rapa lies 1,000 miles southeast of Tahiti, attracted the French record producer, Pascal Nabet-Meyer, after a chance meeting with an evangelical pastor whose home it was. Take your recording equipment there, the pastor told him, and you'll find a unique musical community. In 1991, he did just that.
What I'm presenting on this project are basically four types of songs. The first type would be called Himene Tuki, which are songs talking about war and sexual behaviors behind it. It's like it's a trance. Putting yourself in such position, you can go and kill your enemy and eat your enemy, basically, and get the spirit out of it. And the woman is also behind it to push you to this state of mind.
Not a
name for this island is the Navel of the Earth, where it's a specific place in the South Pacific where they used to use light as a power, as energy, to move stones and rocks around. So we are going back, you know, it's so way, way back.
And the islanders' traditional name for Rapa, the navel of the earth, is Aparo. That song, a song of war in a dialect so ancient it's not understood anymore, is known simply as Aparo. Of the songs Pascal Nabatmaya collected on Rapa Iti, about a quarter are untranslatable. Among the others, certain themes crop up again and again. Tales about the birth of the island, songs of death, the afterlife, and separation whilst on earth. Tamaki Atemawariki continues the story of the missing priest. It's a much more recent update in the Jimene Tarava style. There are no gliding harmonies here, rather distinct but interwoven lines for female voices. Little birds bring news that the priest has been found on the island of Morotiri. Each song in the Himene tradition celebrates one aspect or another of the life of the island, and everyone's involved. It's an oral tradition with barely no historical documentation. Early this century, a cylinder recording was made of one song, a woman singing in praise of the island's food. And the bounty of this Tahitian island is represented by the breadfruit tree, the gift of a staple food to the people of the island from a compassionate king, or so the legend goes. As the South Pacific had won over Paul Gauguin and Robert Louis Stevenson before him, the natural wealth and beauty of the island seduced Pascal Nabet-Meyer.
Very, very green and beautiful. It's a volcanic island, and the climate is a tropical climate. You are basically facing 98% of humidity. The population is about 328 people. You have 126 people singing in this choir.
And their songs are at the heart of the island's culture and sense of community. Many of their myths deal with the island's creation, the appearance of a rock out of the ocean, and there are stories of rocks breaking up, separating the spiritual from the physical. Tau Matamua is one such song, and another example of that shifting of vocal pitches, characteristic of the Himene Ruahu.
Those songs are very dark songs and talk usually about the afterworld, the unconsciousness of the spirit and how we live without death every day, also facing it or coming back to life. It's like being on an airplane and eating a air pocket, and you are flying 36,000 feet and you go down to 25 in 4 seconds. You would have this effect by listening to those particular cuts.
Pascal Nabetmeyer collected a fourth type of himene while he was on the island of Rapa'iti. As well as the traditional forms, Ruahu, Tuki and Tarava, there's a notated form, the himene nota. This is essentially, in harmony and phrasing, a Protestant hymn, dating from the years after Rapa was discovered by the British explorer Vancouver. Although the French later claimed the territory, it was these Protestant hymns that in the following two centuries supplanted the more potent traditional style of polyphonic singing.
Those songs are so, so powerful and so magical. The message is so, it's the essence of their past. And we are talking about, for the Christian church, it's something, it's very, very powerful for them. It's something they cannot control. And those songs were taboo until last year. But at least we saved a part of their culture and tradition for their children, but also for us to learn about.
The choir of the island of Rapa'iti performed these songs for Pascal Nabetmeyer in the village common room, 126 people singing against the background of thousands of crickets. During the 18th century, before Vancouver arrived, the population itself had been in the thousands. Disease and war reduced it severely within a matter of two or three decades, and with a population now stable at just over 300, Rapa's fertile history survives only in the bounty of the island and its musical tradition.
In the himene tuki, the male has a sexual power, and the guttural effect are based on getting the power to its... It's a social behavior in the male performance, in the way they are, the way they behave every day in their micro-society. It's very sensual, it's very sexual for them. It's power is a mix of magic and sex, and it becomes spirits. It's fecundity we are talking about, giving life, birth to spirits as human beings.
Yeah.
Oparawe, Oparawe, a war cry derived from Oparo, the islander's name for Rapa Iti. Finally, a return to myths of creation, the story of the rocks that sat by the ocean. Tarema is another example of the Himene Tarava.
It's the most popular Himene in the South Pacific, where you could travel around, you know, over 100 islands around the South Pacific and find people singing the Tarava. But the way the Rapa people sing it is most authentic in the South Pacific. It's based on lamentations. That's why you have high voices, very high pitch. Older lady, usually the oldest, has the highest voice. And her role in the society is to call the power of God. It's like get excited and cry for the loss of someone or for the loss of her cultural traditions. And it goes on and passes on to the next generation. That's also the way they teach voices in the South Pacific. The mother to the daughter, it's matriarchal. Basically the way they keep their tradition.
Tarema, the story of the rocks that sat by the ocean. It was sung by the choir of the island of Rapa'iti in the South Pacific. The Breadfruit Tree was presented by Alan Hall. And you also heard Pascal Nabet-Meyer, whose recordings from Rapa'iti are now available on compact disc from Triloca Records. Well, next week you can hear a programme of folk songs and dances from Eastern Europe, next Friday at 4:30.